News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Making the point, you think it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. This new album, Man's Best Friend, features some of her most explicit lyrics yet. But is it a bold statement of female empowerment or a step too far? George Monaghan is commissioning editor at the New Statesman and author of the weekly newsletter Peaceable Land. George, where do you stand on the album?
Hi, Ciara. Hi, Shane. I think the album's great. I really enjoyed it.
Is it female empowerment or is it gratuitous, I suppose, is the question.
I think it's probably gratuitous fun, which in my view is kind of no bad thing. Not every music you listen to has to be edifying, I don't think, or improve the soul. And, you know, if you take a look through history, people who think they've found that kind of music tend to be pretty nasty types.
So what about the album cover, which for people who hasn't seen it, it features, and again, won't go into too much detail, but Sabrina Carpenter's on her knees. There is a man, a faceless man, pulling her, I would have thought, quite aggressively by the hair. I mean, that is hardly, that's hardly about female empowerment, is it?
No, I suppose not. And I suppose the title, Man's Best Friend, is also meant to kind of invoke an unempowering idea. It's meant to make her sound like she might be a dog as well as a person.
So is she trying to be ironic, or what is she trying to do? Do we know what she's trying to do with that album? I've heard some theory that we will ultimately see it'll be her face when the face is revealed. I don't know if there's anything to that.
I think ironic's exactly the right word. I mean, if you look at the kind of visual language she's occupying, she's sort of taking on Barbie and 50s Bombshell. No one can adopt that non-ironically now. You saw the film last year. Since she's been alive, those have been things that everyone agrees. That's unrealistic. That's not empowering. So she's not trying to make them empowering again. She's just kind of operating with them as we now understand them, which is kind of fun, retro, whatever, ironic.
Yeah, because like her critics online have said it's setting back women's rights 20 years. Her supporters are saying it's female empowerment. I sometimes wonder, is female empowerment a kind of a broad term that's used to kind of justify anything?
Yeah, but I think a lot of those critics are kind of quite well used to the routine of a pop star female doing something sexually explicit and then writing philosophy about whether it's empowerment or not. And I think they just know it brings in traffic, to be honest.
Final question. It's one thing I have noticed even before this album came out, listening to my kids' music. It used to be, for example, that the F word, you never really heard this. I know John Lennon, Working Class Hero, had it, but it was actually quite rare. It's extraordinary how common it is in songs. I mean, again, is this part of just kind of the coarsening of general society? Is it a bad thing? Does it matter?
Well, maybe society, there's definitely more swearing, but I think poetry and song has always been pretty coarse. I mean, I read that one from Yeats about the swan the other day, and that was a lot more shocking than anything in Sabrina Carpenter's new album.
Okay, I'll have to reread The Swan by W.B. Yeats. George Monaghan, thank you indeed for talking to us. Commissioning editor at the New Statesman, author of the weekly newsletter Peaceable Land. Let us know what you think. Have a look at the album cover. Let us know what you think. And the lyrics of that song, Tear, they're pretty out there, to put it mildly. But let us know what you think. Female empowerment or just crude? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.